Hello?
Hi, Michael?
Yes.
I'm just calling you back. Our call got disconnected. Is everything okay?
No problem. Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. All right. We'll just finish up real quick. And I'm almost done here, so I won't take too much time.
No problem.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, so we were I was asking you about the treatments and the medical procedures. You said there was vitamins and nutrients, like an IV line?
Yeah.
And then assisted ventilation. And then you said there was a surgery. Do you remember the name of the surgery?
Laparotomy.
Laparotomy. Okay, so I'll do that. When was he last treated for any of the issues? Like what year?
2013.
Okay, so towards the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2013. Do you think it was back in October?
What was back in October?
The last time he was treated?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So October 2013. Do you remember any names of the doctors?
Just the primary.
Uh-huh. Okay, what is their name?
Lauren Lubin.
Lauren, you said Rubin?
Lubin, L-U-B-I-N.
Oh, L-U-B-I-N, okay. And then Lauren, is it L-A-U-R-E-N?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lauren Lubin. And that was at that same hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to have a phone number for the facility?
No, I don't have a phone number.
Oh, okay. No problem. Maybe I can look it up here. Okay, so the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case we can't get a hold of you. We'll call them so that they can get in touch with you. This just prevents any disruptions in your case, and we just found it necessary in case you become unresponsive. So the emergency contact, do they live with you or do they live separate?
They live with me.
They live with you, okay. And then what is their relationship to you?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend, okay. And what is her name?
Jeanette.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
J-E-A-N-N-E-T-T-E.
Okay. And her last name?
Laundry. L-A-U-N-D-R-Y.
Okay. Jeanette Laundry. And her phone number?
818.
Uh-huh.
620-6424.
6424. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then you said she lives with you, so it's the same address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'll just copy it from the top. Okay. And that's it for the intake here. That's all the questions. So what I'll do next is I'll send you over the retainer agreement. It's going to be an electronic document through DocuSign. Have you done one of those before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's pretty simple. Just a few quick signatures, initials. It's the retainer, so it gives the attorneys permission to start working on the case. And then I'll send it over to them. So let me see here. Let me make sure everything's spelled correctly. I'll send it through email and text message. It's the same thing, whichever one is easier for you to open. I'll stay on the line with you, so you can put me on speaker if you need to, so you can access it.
Okay.
And then if you have any questions, I can help you as well. So I'll send that over right now. You'll see it soon. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign, and then you just follow the prompts. Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's it.
Okay. All right, let me double check, make sure everything went through. Okay, so that looks like everything is signed. Michael, this is your step one. So I'm just your intake specialist. My name's Natalia. So what I'll do next is I'll send you a text message with my direct desk line and the number of the law firm. So you'll be with Pulaski. I'll also send you their name so you can read it there. Save my contact and save their contact. So within 5 business days, they'll review your information, and then they'll call you to do a case verification, and then they'll let you know what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, sweetheart.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.